This is Press TV Top 5. Thanks for joining us. Palestinians have issued a stern warning about the consequences of the U.S. plan to relocate the American embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem Al-Quds. The leader of Palestinian resistance movement Hamas said that Washington's move would be a dangerous escalation that crosses all red lines. Ismail Haniyeh stressed that the measure will enable, quote, the extremist regime of the Israeli prime minister to further Judaize the city. Hamas also called on all Palestinians to come out on Friday and mark it as a day of rage against the U.S. move. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas also described the move as unacceptable.
The president had a phone conversation with President Trump this afternoon. It was clear President Trump is still thinking about moving the embassy to Jerusalem Al-Quds. The position of President Abbas was very clear. Moving the embassy would be unacceptable and would be rejected completely by the Palestinian side.
A spokesman for the president said Abbas made some phone calls with leaders of Russia, France, Vatican and Jordan, reiterating the position that Al-Quds is the Palestinian capital according to international and Arab resolutions and law. Joining us live now from New York is Yusuf Al-Hilu, who is a journalist and political commentator. Yusuf, thanks for joining us. I know you're in New York at the visiting the United Nations as well. Yusuf, what are you hearing about reactions there about this possible decision?
Well, Trump's intention to recognize Jerusalem Al-Quds as the capital of Israel has already drawn international condemnation. Well, the vast majority of Palestinians, you know, they call this a very provocative, dangerous decision if it was approved tomorrow by Trump. Now, of course, we know the status of Jerusalem Al-Quds is a very sensitive issue to the Palestinians. Palestinians have been aspiring for self-determination for decades, and Al-Quds, they say it's the future capital of the state of Palestine. And the international law, the United Nations, stipulates that Jerusalem Al-Quds is an occupied territory. And by recognizing it as the capital of Israel, this is very provocative. And also, you know, it underestimates the Palestinian leadership. And it's also going to be the last nail in the coffin of the so-called peace process. Palestinians have already called this a very provocative red line by the president of the United States.
And so, Yusuf, what kind of a reaction should we expect after tomorrow's announcement on the Palestinian street and throughout the Muslim/Arab world?
Well, a number of events and activities will take place in the coming hours or tomorrow in the occupied territories or in different capitals across the world to protest against that decision if it was approved. We still don't know 100% if it's going to go ahead. But of course, uproar, anger, frustration already prevail across the occupied territories. Different Palestinian factions have called for a day of rage and anger to protest against this provocative decision. This also makes Palestinians wonder, is the U.S. really an honest peace broker when it comes to the Palestinian rights? We know that the peace process was frozen due to Israel's insistence to go ahead with the expansion or building of settlements. And of course, this is going to make the region unstable even more. And this will give a chance for other factions to take further measures. So obviously the Israelis are happy from this decision, and obviously they are expecting Trump to go ahead. But Palestinians, leaders, factions, everybody is urging Trump not to go ahead because this will, lead to more violence and even more instability in the region.
Okay, Yusuf, we'll leave there at that. But of course, we, as always, appreciate you sharing your insight with us.